Quarantining from COVID-19 has allowed for more time to take up new hobbies like arts and crafts. That's been a boon for some area businesses, as WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter tells us.
2020 is forcing all of us to spend more time at home. Some are using those extra hours stuck indoors to pick up new skills or practices. Making art of any kind, whether it be painting, sewing, or crafting, has proven to be a creative outlet many are longing for. Tricia Yoakum is the owner of Art at the Bodega in Washington. She says hands-on artistic activities help alleviate some of the stresses and worries this year has brought on.
Art and crafts and stuff are so good for your mind and your overall psyche. Just doing something and taking your mind off of everything else that's happening is super awesome and a huge plus.
Cliff Vieira and his wife Jody opened Crafted DIY Studio and Bar in Peoria this past March. Vieira says it's been hard not being able to open their studio to the public as they anticipated, but they're still trying to make it work through take-home DIY craft and drink kits.
And although we're not doing it in studio now, the fact that we can send that experience home with you so that everyone during these holidays and during some darker and tougher times can kind of get away from some of that craziness and just sit for a couple hours in a really relaxed atmosphere and make something they're proud of, execute and create something really nice that is certainly wall-worthy in their own home.
Michelle Lawrence, co-owner of Quilt Corner in Morton, says a lot of younger people are taking a new interest in sewing and quilting.
We have seen more here in the last few months, really young people coming in, trying to find something appropriate that they could do. There are beginning sewers that have started up. We do have machines for those as well.
All of those new arts and craft projects being made this year might also lead to more handcrafted gifts being given away this Christmas. The question now is, what is being crafted? Tricia Yoakum at Art at the Bodega says Christmas and holiday items continue to be bestsellers.
Everyone's trying to get into the spirit of the holidays, and it's a little more of a challenge this year, so pretty much anything holiday.
Cliff Vieira at Crafted says while customers are interested in Christmas items, they're also looking for something new and different to craft.
The holiday stuff is certainly most popular. We've got a lot of painted signs where we've got some really kind of traditional but also some fun Christmas designs. The leather projects were popular for a while, so there's a leather clutch, a leather wallet, a leather passport that people are kind of, I think, thinking ahead for when they can travel again. So those have been most popular, but to be honest, I think we've seen a wide range because people are just looking for something unique, something different that either they can do for themselves, they can gift to someone else.
Michelle Lawrence at the Quilt Corner says that she is thrilled that her store can bring peace and enjoyment to individuals struggling during this time.
When customers come in, this is usually a happy place. This is kind of a good zone to come into and decompress, because there's just so much out there. There's beauty, there's things that just pique your interest. Oh, I love that. Maybe I could do that for my home. And our business is also that what we make is useful. It comforts people. Quilt can be given to anyone at any time, but it can be a very comforting thing.
Lauren's and all the other business owners encourage anyone struggling during the season to maybe try honing a new artistic skill or practice. I'm Olivia Streeter.
All of the store owners are encouraging you to get creative this holiday season in an effort to both bolster your emotional state as well as to support the local businesses around you during the ongoing pandemic. For more information, visit WCBU.org.